it's done.
Connor McDavid! It's not real!
The goal of the year?
Panarin!
Part of the past. The celebrations? Forgotten. The history?
Vegas Golden Knights!
History. We're back to a blank slate. Clean ice. All that matters now is what happens next. The Stanley Cup Playoffs.
Eastern Conference Final begins Wednesday.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Tennessee's staff isn't as elite as its head coach. Tennessee's staff isn't as elite as the job you would expect and the people you would expect to be at the University of Tennessee. I say that when Tim Banks is getting some love from Connor O'Gara, our Irish friend from Saturday Down South. He says about Tim Banks, Tennessee defensive coordinator in line for a head coaching job. Hand up, I was dead wrong about Banks after several candidates turned down Josh Heupel. I wasn't crazy about the idea of Heupel hiring Banks as DC because I didn't like the lack of reps with total autonomy on defense at Illinois and at Penn State. The knock on Heupel was that he wasn't concerned about playing complementary football and he put his defenses in tough spots. Banks proved that he was up for the task most recently with the Tennessee defense that ranked number one in the SEC in yards rushing allowed, number one in the SEC in tackles for loss, and number two in the SEC in yards per play. Spot Georgia. Banks has the ties to the Midwest and the state of Tennessee. He could be a candidate to return to the home state of Michigan if Jim McElwain endures a third consecutive disappointing season at Central Michigan. And who knows, maybe if Clark Lee puts up another goose egg in SEC play, Vanderbilt could come calling for someone who knows the Volunteer State well, having spent time at Memphis and Tennessee. I'm just going to go ahead and tell you, he's not going to Vanderbilt, and I don't think he's going to Central Michigan. I feel like Tim Banks is a big-time football player. I feel like there are some guys that are just fine being at a smaller school and being the big fish in the little pond. I think some people want to be in the big pond. I think Tim Banks is the type of guy that wants to be in the big pond, and he can compete just like he should be there. My concern, I could see him as a head coach, but I would be absolutely stunned to see anyone else as a successful head coach. Caleb, who else could be a successful head coach off of this group?
Well, one, I don't think it's a big deal if the staff is worse than the head coach. I mean, no one was ever as good as Nick Saban on any of Alabama's staff, but a lot of them were head coach material. I think Kelsey Pope.
Okay, but wait a second. Analyst or not, guys like Lane Kiffin, Steve Sarkisian, Butch Jones go on and on and on. Guys got second chances because they were such good coaches. So he was surrounded. That's really my whole point. He was surrounded with great offensive and defensive minds that could insert little things here and there that gave him a huge advantage, in my opinion.
Okay, that's fair. Where I was getting at is I think Tennessee has a lot of up-and-comers who have had, quote, coach qualities.
Do you want to go through them?
Sure.
Okay. Tim Banks, you and I agree that he can be a successful head coach somewhere and probably will at some point in his life, right?
Yes, and as a matter of fact, he is sacrificing that potential by being at Tennessee because the offense and defense are so complementary. He's literally by design meant to not look good on the other side.
Yeah, he wants to be in the big pool. I mean, he wants to be in the big pond. He wants to compete with the big guys. That's why I don't see him going to a smaller school. As soon as I say that, he'll go to Central Michigan. Glenn Ellerbe is a lifetime assistant on the offensive line, right?
Yes, and with a few exceptions, I've never been big on offensive line coaches kind of climbing the ladder. And I'm sorry, Dave. Is that a problem? Is that wrong for me to think that way?
Oh, I can roll with that. Philip Fulmer doesn't like it. Willie Martinez, secondary coach, I think we can agree that he's kind of, he's kind of hit the upper level of what he's going to be. Darrell Sims, don't know much about it, running backs, but I think it would be projecting a lot for him to be a head coach. I could see Kelsey Pope one day if he continues.
That's where I was going.
Yeah.
Kelsey Pope is going to be a head coach one day.
All right, let's go back to Kelsey Pope, because I think you would agree that Alec Ablin, I don't see that happening.
Oh, I see it with Alec Ablin too.
Okay, well, let me just ask you. Then we've got Mike Eckler on the special teams outside linebacker, Rodney Garner, defensive line coach, and William Inge at linebackers coach. So who do you believe? Joey Halsley is the offense coordinator. Me personally, I think things would have to break right for Pope. I think Halsley, though, would get a shot because somebody would believe that's his offense on the field and not Josh Heupel. Other than that, I don't know why you're seeing Alec Ablin. I don't think this staff has a lot of guys that have a lot of room to improve. I just don't see that. It seems like you do.
Oh, yes. Heupel has been high on Alec Ablin ever since he hired him as an analyst. Back in the day, Alec Ablin.
But Caleb, what's he supposed to say? I hired this guy, man. He's really terrible.
No, but Alec Ablin has been very good at scheming and was a big factor in Tennessee scheming for certain defenses before he got promoted to tight ends coach. And there's a lot of reports that he was that way. So I think he is a rising up and comer. And I think he will eventually. I think he's a young Alex Golish in that way, who just took the head coaching job at South Florida. So I believe in Alec Ablin as a tight ends coach. You know this, Dave. Tight ends coach is usually your first on-field coaching job if you're an offensive guy, right? That's where you start. And I think he's in the spot where he starts.
Right.
Kelsey Pope was also an analyst, and Kelsey Pope has made superstars out of every receiver he's worked with. That guy's going to be the next offensive coordinator at Tennessee, and then he'll be the next head coach because he was the offensive coordinator at Tennessee. Joey Halsley will become a head coach because Joey Halsley is about to coach Nico Iamaleava for 2 years. So
I would suggest this to Kelsey Pope. Don't take the first job. And here's why I say that. I think because you're an elite recruiter, and you are, you can get a better job. I think you can get a better job than if Central Michigan, for instance, comes calling. Your thoughts, brought to you by the Hemp House, the premier hemp dispensary online, with a wide variety, great selection, and strict standards to ensure you only receive the best in CBD or Delta products. Hemp House Chat with 2Ts.com. Hemp House Chat with 2Ts.com. Use the promo code HOOKED for 10% off. The promo code HOOKED for 10% off. Caleb, what are your thoughts on Kelsey Pope will benefit from being an elite recruiter? There's just no question. I wonder if Kelsey Pope could call a small place like Austin Peay. I don't know who's at Austin Peay right now. I'm not trying to take a shot or replace the coach at Austin Peay, but just a small school and say, my name's Kelsey Pope. I coached at the University of Tennessee. Look at who I recruited. I've done a great job. I would like to be the head coach. I think he's of that status already. So I like where he's going to be. But I don't believe that Halsley's going to be a successful head coach.
Are you going to let me answer the Kelsey Pope question?
Answer the Kelsey Pope question.
Because I was going to say, I totally agree with you. I think he should wait for, I think a Power 5 job is going to open up for him. I think he should do what Kirby Smart did. He could be the offense of Kirby Smart. And I say that in a way, you know this, Dave. How many offers did Kirby Smart get when he was at Alabama?
He got a lot of offers.
And turned them all down, right? Mm-hmm. Waited because he wanted to wait for the right job. That's why he's rolling now. That's why he's smart, because no pun intended, he took the right job. You sometimes have to question head coach decision making. Like if you take a job at Vanderbilt, I already question your abilities to coach because I question your decision making if you're going to take the Vanderbilt job. You know that's going to destroy your career.
You can't help.
Yeah. So I'm with you. He should wait. He should absolutely wait for the right job. There's absolutely no reason he shouldn't. But yeah, so I'm on the offense. I think Halsley, Ablin, and Pope are all going to be head coaches someday.
Okay. I like that. That's very interesting.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Got your happy price, Priceline.
I want to remind everybody to take a look at Hooker's Corner, which you can check out right here. Here's a page, and we've got an update on Thomas Blackshear that is out there. You can join for more recruiting information. And also, you can get involved with me and Caleb a little bit more often. We'll be more interactive. All you have to do is join for $9.98. And here's the deal. For $9.98, when you start, if you join, then I'm going to tell you what. You're going to get a Celebrate 98 t-shirt. You're also, a Celebrate 98 book. And you're going to get a TriStar t-shirt. So we would love for you to be on board. Sign up for Hooker's Corner. Again, greater interactivity with us. Also, more recruiting coverage and prizes, a grand prize each and every month. I'm not sure what that is going to be this month, but I can tell you last month it was pretty awesome. It was the John Henderson helmet. And if you look and see, the next five people that sign up will get to choose between what we have on the page right there, which is hats. We have license plates. We got it all. All right. How about the defensive coaches? Caleb, what are your thoughts on those guys? With the defensive coaches, you and I see a head coach at the coordinator position. Do you see any anywhere else?
I do. I think Mike Eckler is a rising star on the defensive side of the ball, largely because, again, he's coaching the edge rushers. So just by its very nature, he's going to turn out a lot of superstars and become a rising star on in that regard. I think he's a guy that would take a job at a lower level. Now, he's 51, so I doubt it happens now. But Eckler.
Okay, he seems like a career assistant to me. Go ahead.
Okay, possibly, but he's already done special teams. He could be like, he could have the Derek Dooley situation where he's a position coach who runs special teams and then gets a job at a lower school as a head coach with that experience. You know what I'm talking about? Like, Derek Dooley was never a coordinator, but Louisiana Tech took a shot on him because they believed in his energy and his ability to run a program and yada, yada, yada. I think William Inge is actually head coach material. I just don't think he's ever going to get the head coaching job. I think he was in too many places that, you know, part of climbing the ladder as a head coach is making sure you're in the right positions as an assistant so you can climb that ladder. And he just was never in the right places. So because of that, at 51, people aren't going to really take a chance on him anymore.
Let me ask you a question with Pope. Are we beyond the point in which I thought Charlie Strong, he didn't get a head coaching job because he was African-American and he was married to a Caucasian woman. I believe that till the day I die, that if he'd have been born 10 years later, he would have been one of the better coaches. I'm not saying he's been a great coach, but he would have gotten an opportunity a lot sooner. I do think he was a little bit picky. I think he turned down some smaller jobs. Are we past the point where if Kelsey Pope says, no, I don't want to go to Florida A&M, downtown Southwest Boulevard, I don't want to go to that small school. I want to go to something with a little bit more gravitas. Does he get, pardon the term, blackballed by some other athletic directors that say, you should know your role and you should take what you can get, what you can get it? Or are we past that? I hope we're past that, but I wanted to ask you.
I think we're past that. And I think also staying in a place could actually help even more because it could like demonstrate loyalty to a staff, which is another reason you don't just go for smaller jobs. And it's funny, you talked about the issue with African-American head coaches. There has been talk among a lot of people involved trying to get them more jobs to say, don't take bad jobs. There's been a push to encourage African-American assistants, stop taking the bad jobs, because they were only getting offered the bad jobs for a long time. And so Sylvester Croom, don't take the Mississippi State job after Jackie Sherrill just wrecked the program and left it on probation. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. That's not the, you don't want to be the first coach.
Take skin boots and put it right up that program's rear end.
Yeah. So I think there's a big effort and a movement to try to stop coaches from doing that, because a lot of other coaches, I mean, Mark Richt before Kirby Smart, by the way, he actually turned down a lot of offers before Georgia called. He had a lot of other offers before Georgia called. And so I think that's a growing movement, particularly as college football separates itself between the Power Five and the Group of Five.